Moments of Melody with special greetings to you and to you. Here are 10 commandments for Christmas. Thou shalt not leave Christ out of Christmas, making it Xmas. To some, X is an unknown. Second, thou shalt prepare thy soul for Christmas. Spend not so much on gifts that thy soul is forgotten. Third, thou shalt not let Santa Claus replace Christ, thus robbing the day of its spiritual reality. Fourth, thou shalt not burden the shop girl, the mailman, and the merchant with complaints and demands. Fifth commandment, thou shalt give thyself with thy gift. This will increase its value 100-fold, and he who receiveth it shall treasure it forever. Sixth, thou shalt not value gifts received by their cost. Even the least expensive may signify love, and that is more priceless than silver and gold. Seventh, thou shalt not neglect the needy. Share thy blessings with the many who will go hungry and cold, unless thou art generous. Eighth, thou shalt not neglect thy church. Its services highlight the true meaning of the season. Ninth, thou shalt be as a little child. Not until thou hast become in spirit as a little one art thou ready to enter the kingdom of heaven. And the 10th commandment for Christmas, thou shalt give thy heart to Christ. Let him be at the top of thy Christmas list. She brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. No room in the inn, no room in the palace. Herod wanted no part of him. No room. The Lord Jesus said, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." But there was room at the cross. He laid his head down there and died for you and for me, died for your sins and mine. Today, the best thing that we can do in a world that still has no room for him is to invite him into our hearts individually. Tell him there's room in your heart for him, and he'll come in to stay.